Welcome. Today we're discussing some exciting new developments in the AI world, specifically the Manus AI agent. It's generating a lot of buzz.
2 million people on a waiting list in just 7 days? That's insane. What makes it so special?
Well, it's described as mind-blowingly good, completing complex tasks like building websites, designing games, even conducting in-depth research. It's been compared to having a small swarm of specialized agents working together.
But there's controversy too, right? Some people are calling it a simple API wrapper, nothing revolutionary.
Right. Some think it's just smoke and mirrors. Others claim it's doing 85% of their job. That's a huge discrepancy. One of the developers, Peak G, has been very open about its architecture. They're using Claude 3.5 with 29 tools, plus an open source visual system called Browser Use.
So it is using existing technology. Is that disappointing?
Not necessarily. The way Manus integrates these tools seems to be the key. Remember that Linux AI development course example? Manus perfectly replicated how Claude Coder would approach the task. It was initially mind-boggling, but now we know it was using Claude Coder.
Ah, like being amazed by an Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonator, only to find out it's actually Arnold.
Exactly, and the results are still impressive. The AI course, A+. The research into Manus itself, initially A+, and even with the new information revealed, it still gets a high mark. It adapted and incorporated the new data into its analysis, which is amazing.
So it's good at learning and updating its knowledge. What about more creative tasks, like game design?
The Universal Paperclips clone, another A+, and the World War II fighter plane game, though unfinished due to context window limitations, showed incredible potential. There were some hiccups with API keys and CAPTCHAs, typical growing pains for a new platform. But overall, the creative output is remarkable.
You mentioned issues with context windows and CAPTCHAs. Are there other limitations?
Unfortunately, yes. The virtual machine resets seem to be a major hurdle. Projects can be lost if not downloaded quickly, and continuing work on previous prompts can be difficult. Plus, the daily usage limit is a real constraint.
Those sound like significant roadblocks.
They are, but potentially fixable. Imagine a pro version with increased resources and persistent storage. The developer acknowledged these issues and is actively working on solutions. And the open source nature of many components means the community can contribute too.
So despite the limitations, you're optimistic.
Absolutely. Manus, even in its current state, is a game changer. It's a glimpse into the future of AI agents. The speed and complexity of the tasks it can handle are truly impressive. I'm excited to see where it goes next. And with open source alternatives like OpenManus emerging, the competition will only drive further innovation. I, for one, can't wait.
Thanks for this insightful overview. I'm definitely adding myself to that waiting list.
And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back soon with more exciting news from the world of AI.
Goodbye.